Our first mic of the show is a gentleman that we've had on numerous times. And before I finished the show, I said, I've got to see if we can get this guy one more time. So I sent a fax, a telegram, to the local post office where he lives out in the trailer, in the bush. And they sent a telegram. And Morse code thing. And they got it to him. They ran it out with the Pony Express. And they stuck it on his door. And when he finally woke up at 3 in the afternoon, he opened up the door and stretched and saw this note, and it was from his old friend Drew. And he decided that he'd be okay coming in to hang out on the Drew Marshall Show one more time. Ladies and gentlemen, live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music, is Mr. Bennett, the word man of Alcatraz. He's not famous, but he's profound. He's got no money, but he's loaded. He lives without, but he sees within.
Hey?
Yeah.
Hey? Did you prepare that?
What do you think? How do you think I did on that one, eh?
Oh, we're not even on air, are we?
Well, we should be on air, but you know.
So what do I do now? Sing?
What do I do?
Mr. Bennett?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm all the better for being here with you.
I've got more to say about you.
I'm not
you.
Drunk.
I've got...
But I could still abuse the interns if you want.
Please do.
We could come up with something, I'm sure.
Words get him into trouble, but he's a lyrical mutineer.
Ah.
He's in a punk band, but he has brought his ukulele.
Yeah.
He is Mr. Bennett. He is the word man of Alcatraz.
I don't like to carry things.
You did carry your ukulele in a brown grocery bag.
I know,
bag.
I felt like Tiny Tim, eh? What? But I had something else in the bag. Do you want to see it?
You have something else in the bag?
I have something else in the bag. Well, it was kind of hard not to have something else in the bag with the phone message I got, which I think you should play as well, except for the salutation. You didn't get all the messages. I said, check your messages. Check your... I don't check the Instagram. All the interns, millennials, do that. Yeah, well...
Wait, so we you have don't Instagram?
Get, you don't... All right, I'm going to have to play this for you.
Okay.
I made you a little treat. I made you gifts.
Are you kidding me?
I got a message. You would... Here.
All right.
Can I play this message?
Okay, please do.
I will cut it off before the salutation.
Okay.
Because you know which one it was, right?
Okay. All right.
All right. Keep talking.
Just whenever you
find it.
So what you need to know is that there's sort of like a Clash-ish type punk band of old boys in good shape playing amazing instruments. Three of them make the room filled with musicalness.
Yeah, it's joyous racket. 1, 2, 3.
No, it's
four.
So good. And you guys are playing what, the first Huge. Or last? No, the
oh, it's the first Friday of every month.
First Friday of every month at
the Painted Lady,
the Painted
on
Lady.
Ossington.
The shortest, narrowest, bestest club in Toronto.
Yeah, they have burlesque nights and they have us. So we've been there like going on 2.5 years.
So good.
And that's amazing that someone would let us play there, never mind regularly.
I mean, while he's looking for this, because I know it's hard for him
to... I got it.
Oh, you got it already?
I got it. You want it?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Wait. Okay, cue it up. Where's Tim? Tim, the technician.
Okay, go.
Cue.
3, 7.
Creepiest voicemail message recording greeting thing ever.
Oh, this is me.
That's what you just
said. Sounds like
it. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Drew Marshall calling. Trust all is well with you. Stoked to have you this Saturday on the show. Hopefully you still remember, because you are our third artist who will be performing on our month. Let's see, the first artist brought me a giant apple pie. The second artist brought me a banana bread and whiskey, a rye, banana bread and rye, and before that was an apple pie. Oh, I could have rhymed that better. So I'm just tearing up, wondering what you might bring me to celebrate my last month on air. Shoot me a text if you want. If you don't...
Ah! Right.
So repeat this
right,
message.
Press right.
One.
All right.
That was
so.
You.
Wait, you brought me something?
I did. I brought.
Oh,
you.
I'm so excited.
I don't carry my uke in a paper bag for anybody.
All right.
I went to this place here in town, the posh Whole Foods place. It's full of rich people, and I was in there. They were all parting in the aisles like the Red Sea,
yeah,
parting their women and children. Look at this.
What
guy.
Is that?
All right. Well, there's some kind of cake.
Some kind of cake.
And then this goes with it. They would not ice the cake. She said, I can't do that.
Oh, they wouldn't do that in Whole Foods, because then it wouldn't be holy.
And then I said, you mean you can't or you won't?
Oh, look at that. My
so
name in icing on top of the cake.
On a separate plaque of chocolate.
Dude.
Yeah. This is special. Are you kidding me? This is special. Well, people don't get me in to play their third last something musician of the for the second last. There. See? That's what you do.
Why couldn't they do that at the Whole Foods?
I don't know.
All you gotta do is lick the back of the chocolate and jam it on top of the cake.
Because they have standards.
I think we should sing a song.
Maybe.
To me.
To you?
Yeah, what are you gonna sing to me?
Oh, it has to be something. All right. It's related.
Or do you want to finish? What are you gonna start with? Are you start with There's No One Else Like Drew or finish with There's No One Else Like Drew?
Which would you like?
Start. There's no guarantee that we have another second on this planet.
Okay.
So what do you think?
There we go. There's No One Else Like...
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the Word Man of Alcatraz on the Drew Marshall Show.
There's no one else like me, and I'm sure you must agree, from Inverness to Waikiki, there's no one else like me. There's no one else like me. What you get, that's what you see. No hokum, no chicanery. There's no one else like me. 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 Neither real nor imaginary. I can't be beat for modesty. There's no one else like me. There's no one else like me. What you get, that's what you see. No hokum, no chicanery. There's no one else like me. 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 You could say I am an oddity, but I think you'll find it's rarity. There's no one else like me. There's no one else like me. Rinky dinky dinky doodle dee. On a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, no one else like me. There's no one else like me. There's no one else like me. There's no one else like me. Not a word of a lie do I tell thee. I beat Muhammad Ali and I beat Bruce Lee. There's no one else like me. There's no one else like me. It's been decided by the grand jury. So just beware of forgery. There's no one else like me. There's no one else like me. I could go on endlessly, just like Bohemian Rhapsody. There's no one else like me. There's no one else like me. And all the world is full of jealousy. From Inverness to Waikiki, from Halifax to Moosonee, from Moscow to Schenectady, from the something that lost the rhyme inside of me. Timbuktu to Timbuktu. From the Okeechobee to Omimi. All the way from Turkey to Albuquerque, Albany, Tuscany, Chamonix, Hackney. All the way from Goose Bay to Moose Factory. There's no one else like me. There's no one else like Drew. There's no one else like Drew.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Word Man of Alcatraz. The Word Man
you
of Alcatraz.
You didn't read out the cake inscription. That was like, thanks to Dr. Dre for that riff, by the way. I never do covers.
The Word Man of Alcatraz. I can't tell you how much that means to
me. It was imperfect.
That's exactly why it meant to me, what it meant to me.
Just for you.
Because we, that's what we be.
We be. There you go. There's the end of the show right there. Enough said.
We be.
Be imperfect. Imbalance partial carbon unit.
Does not compute.
Grace. I need grace. I was unsupervised. I got a new one, right? Whenever your mom says, like mine does, well, you did this and you did that. And, oh, my God, Michael. Yeah. And she says, I raised you with this look to the sky and this half-terror, half-pride voice.
Yeah.
Bless her. And my answer is, well, I was unsupervised youth. It wasn't my fault.
Yeah. It's her fault.
No, it's no fault. It's grace.
What do we do with fault? Ooh, there's a line.
Yeah. There must be a guest that has something to say about that. Somebody wrote a book about that. It's your fault.
I think the name of my new book will be called Fault Lines.
Oh, that's I haven't heard that before. Fault
Lines. That's what you do to me. You force out, you purge the...
What was that? You're from Chicoutimi?
So, Mr. Bennett, I don't even know. Like, I need to send people to your website. It's the Word Man of Alcatraz. Just type that in there. The Word Man of Alcatraz. Bandcamp.com.
Bandcamp.com. Just Google it. You'll come up with pages because nobody else got that name.
I can't. Hold on. I can't focus without having just
cut the cake. It's the Drew Chew.
Buddy, that's so good. Is that healthy?
Oh yeah, it's from the health. It's from the health food store.
Oh, it looks like chocolate on the outside, but on the inside it looks like carrot cake.
No, it's organic sticks and I think beaver droppings or something like that.
Dr. Ooh.
Dr. Oh, did she? No, she didn't spell it wrong.
She spelled it D-R with a period after that and then E-W.
Well, how did that happen?
Dr.
She
Ooh.
She said, I can't do that. I said, trust me, it'll be good. Come on, you can do that.
Does she know she's all going to be on the radio?
She said, oh, that's sad. I said, he's been doing it for 16 years. It's his last show, almost, because it's not the last show
no.
that he got me in there. Yeah, we really need you to come, Mikey. If you get this message, get back to me. You're the third something of the 14th something, a musician. Anyway.
Man. You know who's on the last show?
Bob Dylan.
The Good Brothers. Close.
The Good Brothers?
Yeah.
Wow, they're like big and stuff.
Right? I know.
Yeah.
They're the first band I ever saw live.
Wow.
And you remember?
Yeah.
Mine was Kiss.
Really?
Ooh.
What does that say about us?
You're cooler?
Maple Leaf Gardens. I saw Kiss on their first tour.
Really?
Yeah, I'm old, man.
Do you know how many farewell tours they've had?
Oh, and everybody's got one of them. I don't even try. I'm still here.
Are you living in a trailer?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's rent-free, and it's what I want. Got a problem?
What are you going to do next?
I love trailers. I love them. I flip vintage trailers, and I keep some of them, and I'm down to one now, and it's full of ukuleles, and it's minimal. I'm a minimalist.
How many ukuleles do you have?
I'm down to about 10.
But you're a minimalist.
Yeah, I know. Well, but they're small.
How many pairs of underwear do you have?
One. I'm supposed to wear underwear? The trailer is great, and unfortunately we got, 30 million square miles in this country, and it's illegal, basically.
Well, they have to find you and care enough about you.
So it's all about the neighbors. But, the bigger issue is seasonality, really, and bugs and stuff, rain.
Don't you normally go to some island in the... somewhere in the winter?
Yes.
And play music and stuff?
Yes, for money.
Yeah, make a bit of coin, bit of scratch.
Pay well.
Yeah.
I used to go to St. Croix for years. I went down there, stay up to 5-6 months sometimes, but that fell through because my business music partner of 25 years and I fell out.
Right.
Couldn't reconcile.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
That's because there's no one else like you.
That's right.
And what was the name of that song?
There's no... what was it?
So, listen, I want to know something seriously. Do you remember, how long ago was it that you were in Nashville recording an album?
Oh, with Doug Romano. That was maybe seven
years ago?
Years?
Yeah. And that was a great album. I have sent many people that way to buy it. They got it. They loved it.
Oh, great,
and then you go ahead and do a disappearing act again.
Yeah.
So you release an album. You do no media.
Yeah.
You do no promotions.
Yeah.
And then you disappear.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I don't have a manager or an agent. They've all tried. Basically, I'm almost 60, and it's beginning to dawn on me that I am pretty messed up, I guess. No, I'm singular. I'm singular. I just create. I can't keep up with the stuff that comes out of me, and so I have zero interest in anything else.
What's your Instagram? You're on the Instagram, right?
Yeah.
What's the account called?
Which one?
The one with the pictures. Dude, the pictures you post are really, really cool.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Michael Bennett Images.
What, do you just see things in, that no one else sees and snap them? Is that it? You see things no one else sees and then snap them.
Yeah, I guess every person with a camera, or every poet or whatever.
Well, they think they see things that no one else sees until you turn around and you see four people shooting the same thing.
Yeah, I think there's two ways to see the world. You can travel a lot, or you can stay in one place and look really close. And I guess that's what I do. No, I do both. Hang on, I'm a liar.
No, yeah. You do more of the other, the second one.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the photography because it's something you can do without thinking.
Yeah. Do you think that you have been blessed?
Yes.
Now, being blessed then requires, what do you mean by that, number one? And number two, where did the blessing come from?
Don't know about anything else except there is a God, a loving creator. The rest is, I feel like I'm Jewish. And okay, you got the 10. Everything else is up for grabs.
You got right? the 10.
And after that, it's argument on.
Right.
And blessed, well, yeah. I never liked the idea or saying of, I feel proud about this, or I deserve that.
Mm-hmm.
So is that very necessary information? So blessed, yeah. And recently I'm starting to think more in terms of you get one kick at the can, right? And it's frail and broken and impartial and you get one life. And that's a blessing.
What does the word man of Alcatraz know for sure?
One thing.
You sound like the guy from City Slickers.
What's that? It's a movie?
Yeah. Remember with Billy Crystal?
I don't know.
Riding.
Oh, no, I have seen that movie. Yeah.
And the old guy, the
cowboy. Farmer, Jack Palance.
Jack Palance.
Yeah.
There's one thing you got to figure out.
Oh.
What's that? And he walks away.
Yeah. That reminds me of walking in Soho in London once. And there was this guy, the street person, who was feeling pretty good, but he was just hurling abuse. And I walked past and he just looked at me and went, "Ring." And I went, "Yeah." And then there was this group of lovely ladies out for their Friday night, all dolled up and everything. And he goes, "You'll never find yourself." And I'm like, I laughed.
Wow.
And I thought, dude, that's serious. They're just out for a drink. But
Yeah.
That was his one thing.
Who's hurt you the most?
Oh, me. Yeah. I was just about to say, not them. Don't bring them into it. All those people. Every last one of them. Me, by not recognizing what is. Or wanting more.
Yeah.
You want. You desire. And there comes all the suffering. What? It's true, isn't it?
I know! I'm just freaking out because you're, it's like you just dropped acid in my brain.
I'm a word man. I'm a word man, Bob Dress. I got words. I say things.
When was the last time you wept uncontrollably?
Yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It's pretty regular. My dad died a year ago, and I don't think it's ever going to wear off. And there's a lot of triggers when you get to my age, Drew.
Yes.
You get tired of being hard and stoic. No. You just let it out. Yesterday. Like I say, I think that still gets me.
Loss of dad.
That's the big one. Yeah. He was number one. Hero.
Hmm.
And then just life. And your text upset me as well yesterday. Uncontrollable.
The guy we're going to have on the show in a little bit likes to talk about, like, sort of life's big questions, right? And there are some really big questions in life.
Yeah, too many.
Do you think that if you were to have one of those big questions written as your epitaph, what would it be?
No, I ain't got no. I would say stop asking questions. I'm bored with it all. I'm bored with philosophy. You can have all the answers in the world, Drew. It doesn't change a damn thing. You know, that leopard spots are going to be spots no matter what you think or figure out or say or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's one chore, and that's to be what you've been made. There are no...
Did you hear that? Kids in the room, whatever you're doing right now, listen. There's one chore, and that's to be what you were made.
I guess.
Even when you quote him back, he deflects it.
Yeah.
Joining us in the studio for our third last
special
live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. I started doing this segment because music has penetrated my soul more than religion has, and so I wanted to feature various artists. So we've had all sorts of people here in studio, from Tommy Emmanuel to Biff Naked to
Tom
you.
Wilson.
Who? Tom Wilson. He's an interesting cat.
Biff Naked?
Oh, so cool.
Yeah.
Tommy Emmanuel?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, you're good.
Oh, listen. If you had the interweb, you'd know.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to get that.
Well, that costs money, right?
I know.
I'll go to the upper level cafe or whatever.
Higher ground.
Higher. Yeah, there too.
Dante's seventh level of caffeine.
More like Bruce Lee's, that one at the top with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Can you do another tune for us?
Yeah, sure, eh? Totally.
Tell us about the instrument you hold in your hand.
This is a Sopranino ukulele.
Mm-hmm.
It's smaller, considerably smaller than the average small ukulele, which is a soprano.
Yeah.
And it's tuned higher, and it's really easy to travel with, and I've had 40 years of carrying instruments, and I don't like carrying things.
No. Could you hold it up to our Facebook Live streaming video camera right there? Right there in front of you. Yeah, somewhere around. No, yeah, no, that thing right in front of you.
Oh,
yeah, there you go.
Oh,
yeah. It's right on you, man.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been
huge.
That's been filming you the whole time.
No, damnable. That's great. It's just a wee little chuffer. Chuffer.
Play a song.
A song?
Okay.
Money.
Money. What's it about?
Cheese. I was doing some laundry, life's little chores, when I noticed something shiny, it was down on the floor. There were others around, so quick as a bunny, slipped it in my pocket, it was smooth as honey. Got money, 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 it's as easy as that. Money, 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 our troubles are over. Money, 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 it's as easy as that. Money, 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 our troubles are over. As I was walking down the street, thought I might get a little something to eat. Once more I looked down, I thought, now that's funny, that little green paper looks just like money. Money, 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 it's as easy as that. Money, 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 our troubles are over. Money, 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 it's as easy as that. Money, 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 our troubles are over. So after the dentist, I was feeling quite ill, for I was presented with a rather large bill. Stroll in the park, that'd be peaceful and sunny. And then I found a whole suitcase, yep, full of money. Money, 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 it's as easy as that. Money, 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 our troubles are over. Money, 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 it's as easy as that. Money, 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 our troubles are over. I was at the museum, eating some chips, looking at some artifacts from Egypt. When a cloud of pink smoke comes out of this mummy and he says, you got three wishes, it's your lucky day, sonny. Got money, 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 it's as easy as that. Money, 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 our troubles are over. Money, 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 it's as easy as that. I got money, 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 our troubles are over.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Word Man of Alcatraz here on the Drew Marshall Show. How do you describe your other band?
It's
Garage Baby.
Yeah. What did I say? Oh, I don't know. It's punkish. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. It's ready, steady, go. Bunch of old guys still shouting. It's garage rock.
It's so good.
Garage punk.
Honestly, I've seen too many gigs. Like, I don't even go to the city anymore. I'm gigged out. I just can't. I'm bored. Every time I've missed one of your gigs, there's been a tinge of sadness in my soul.
Yeah. You were missed, too. Seeing you mosh is great, because, like, all the little people around you just get stomped to death when you mosh in the pit. Drew's out there bringing his mohawk wig and who's that guy?
Adam my Aaron. Safety pin.
Yeah.
Nose ring.
No, yeah, it's just simple stuff, you know? It's Garage Baby.
It's quite delightful. If you get a chance to go see them, it's the first Friday of every month.
Yeah,
at the Painted Lady.
Yeah.
Which is at the corner of?
Ossington and Dundas in Toronto.
Right, right, right. There's a couple of great clubs right there.
There's
and a fantastic restaurant that happens to be open every time I leave the clubs.
Which one's that?
The Lake House.
Oh.
Lakeview.
Yeah, that's been there for...
They film so much in there, eh?
Ever, yeah.
Suits. I've seen Suits filmed there a few times in some other movies, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you ready to die?
Sure. Yep.
Do you want to die?
I have done lots of times, hasn't anybody? Everybody? What?
even that.
Yeah, bring it. You know? The Lord is my agent. You know? He gets to decide, right? So... if I'm here, give me the strength to be here. If I'm not, I'm ready. Whatever.
So I'm thinking about writing a book, and I've told you this, and I'll say it on air so it's public record. I want you to read it after it's written, before it's published, and then I'll give you a percentage of the royalties for you to write a quote for every chapter.
What? Wow. Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 'Cause you can summarize... my brain's better than anyone I know.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that.
I use too many words.
Yeah, I do too. It's I'm always after less. But I can't wait for your book. And then there'd be a whole chapter, and then I had this guy on.
No.
Then there was another
and
one,
then this
and
one time
I got
one.
Mad at him.
I'm also thinking, I've just thought about this the other day, I'm thinking about hosting some silent retreats at the farm, and then also walking the cataract to Elora Trail.
Wow.
Over there. That's 48 kilometers
yeah,
in
I'm
silence. And sleeping at the barn in the first night. And we have a little entertainment from Mr. Bennett, a little conversation. We have, like, what do they call it when you have the smoke in the house and the natives, the aborigines, what do we call them, Tim?
Indigenous
people, where they have the smoke hut.
Sweat lodge.
So that's it. Sweat lodge. Yeah. I guess I should figure out the terminology.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you should come.
I would love to. I'm all over the hiking and the silence.
Yeah, but you gotta
then you can just glare.
You gotta
at
be
each
a show
other.
Pony a little bit though.
Oh, okay.
You gotta do something.
I have done. I never let you down before. Have I? I don't know. You didn't say anything.
Why are you single?
'Cause I wanna be.
Your fault or theirs?
Probably. There's no fault, it's just grace. It's people crossing a stream. There are stones for each season in your life. No, that wasn't very good.
No.
You know.
What do you think is the best bumper sticker, the best mic drop line that you have? Because do you have your little booklet here, by the way, in your back pocket? In your bag?
No,
in your,
I don't think I do.
In your street man's bag?
I would have brought you one of them, but I think I've given you about
You've given
an
me
EDM.
A couple, yeah.
No, I don't.
Can you come on with one off the top? Like, just drop a little nugget on us.
I'm old. Go around me. This is, I have seriously, every question you've asked me, it's like you've been there in the last few days, seriously. I got a Toyota Yaris. It's the best car I ever had. And I don't speed. And, you know, and there's always someone riding up your beep. And I'm like, dude, just go around me.
But tell me you're not in the left lane, though.
No. Okay. I'm on the inside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because,
you remember? Know. Do you remember Matt Helm? The Dean Martin movies?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, remember that? If you can read this, you're too close. Sure. Across the back of the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want one of those lights that says something really rude in a way.
What is one of the lines that you came up with that you... You know, remember when Dylan... I was watching something on him the other day. There's a documentary about him. He seems like a bit of a knob, but anyway.
Hey.
He says that in the early days, the lyrics that came out of him, he has no idea. He doesn't think he could replicate that again.
Yeah.
He just was like a vessel, and he looks back on it and goes, wow, who was that? That's incredible.
Oh, was that the 60 Minutes interview?
No. Okay. No, this is a full like 2-hour doc about some little vaudeville tour that he did with Joan Baez and something else. Anyway, what have you said, written, published, verbalized that you went, whoa? Like, well, even you went, whoa.
No, I don't go, whoa. It's more of like,
okay.
That's in the right place.
Right. Like after a good bowel movement.
Yeah. It's a centering experience. Yes. Better out than in.
Yep.
It's not paying rent. Get out. I've started to use things that I've made more than once, which is I think good for me.
Like what?
Imitation Always Fails. Is one of my go-tos. Yep. That's a song that I have.
Yeah, which I wouldn't mind if you pulled that out in a few minutes.
Yeah, sure.
That's my all-time fave.
Okay. Yeah, there's that one. I don't know, and there's a lot of other things that I don't come readily to mind.
Yeah.
There's a lot of vacancy up here for the amount of profound richness that people flock to me for. It's really actually an empty brain.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
There's room to grow.
Yeah. But it's a good question, you know, and I've always hated when people say, that's an excellent question, Drew.
Yeah, me too.
It's like, good for you.
Good for you for doing your job.
I don't know, but if I come up, there's that one. Okay. And there's the grass is never greener. There is no other side. All of my stuff is all about being yourself. Everything. Yeah. Everything I've done, because that's the hardest thing to do.
But is it like you know, snotty little millennials say things like, I'm just me being me, and you just need to accept me the way I am. I don't need to change for anybody. No, you're a jerk. You do need to change. That's my response. How's your stuff? Is that what your self-acceptance is all about? You know, just I don't care if you are an absolute tool, just be yourself.
Yeah, that's what we want. Yeah, I think it's a process, I guess.
What's been the thing that has changed you the most?
I don't think I've been changed. I don't think you change.
No.
I'm the same thing that came into this world, and I think along the way, as beautiful and good as everything has been, a lot of it, you change for, or you think you should, or you want to change, and you end up dying without being the you that you came here to be. And it ain't going to go away, so you got to do it, or it'll drive you crazy. And that's all I'm... The guy who wrote Babe about the pig, I remember him on the BBC, and he was saying, I was a bad farmer, I was a bad soldier, I was a bad teacher, I was crap at everything, and at 72, I remembered the pigs when I was a farmer, and I wrote a book, and I was a failure at everything. She made me send it to Zondervan, and they said, boom, and next thing you know, we had books and movies, and he said, finally, and he was 70-something.
Wow. Yeah.
You know.
He sent it to Zondervan?
Yeah, was it Zondervan?
That's a Jesus publisher.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well,
Was Babe a Christian? I know he wasn't Jewish.
Well, the pig, see? There you go.
Could you do another song?
Sure. You want an imitation? That's a long one. You want it? It's like eight hours long.
I want to let everyone know that Mr. Bennett is here in the studio. Next week on our show is Amy Savin. She won a little contest. She's our recording artist performing next week, second last recording artist. She won our contest called So You Think God Wants You to Sing. She's quite good, and she became a full-time Jesus singer. So I know it's not really like me to have that, but Amy's a pretty decent human being and a very talented young woman, and she won the contest, so we're having her back. And then we will finish our last show, June 29th, with the Good Brothers live in the studio singing the Hot Knife Boogie. No. Do you remember that song of theirs?
No.
No, the Hot Knife Boogie? It's About What You Think. Fox on the Run, that was their big hit.
Fox on the Run.
Yeah. Did you go to any of their gigs?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bennett, the word man of Alcatraz.
So you didn't tell me about the contest then?
No, I did not tell
this
you
about this song that. Is, when you were starting off going, that's like me singing this song over the years.
This is one of my all-time favorite, might be my favorite.
This is a different version.
Yeah, but I like how you change things. It's so ridiculous and yet the same. Mr. Bennett, the word man of Alcatraz, is performing live on the Drew Marshall Show right now.
Listen to yourself. Imitation always fails. Don't listen to yourself. Character prevails. You must pretend, I must beware. For not all are friends who would speak to you fair. I'm a night creature. I got all the right features. I don't need a teacher because I got an inner preacher. Plenty of time, but you don't want to unwind, because you're afraid what you'll find swimming round in your mind. On closer inspection, you can see it's a lie, because you want the resurrection, but you don't want to die. Imitation always fails. Imitation, imitation, imitation always fails. Imitation, imitation. It takes a long time to fully realize when they're messing with your mind and when they're telling you lies. It's identification by association. For the procreation of alienation, they make it sound good, they make it sound right, but they don't have to live the rest of your little life. I don't need to feel sexy because my mind protects me, so the culture can't vex me and then pretend that it accepts me, because I got the power. It's the power to choose, and so I put it to use to avoid the abuse. Imitation always fails. Imitation, imitation, imitation always fails. Imitation, imitation, imitation always fails. Imitation, imitation, imitation. Everybody's moping because society's groping. But there's no sense in hoping if your eyes aren't open. They called me a dreamer when I was in school, and now my dreams are still alive. I ain't nobody's fool. I was the only one in my class, and they said that I would not pass. I wasn't there to learn fast, because I'm here to last. I got high expectations for all situations, and it gives me frustrations, but it has its occasions. When I'm alone, I don't need to speak. I'm close to the bone, I know just what I mean. Imitation always fails. Imitation, imitation, imitation always fails. Everybody hears voices, and we all make choices, but the world rejoices when the heart makes noises. Same in Everland, so learn this if you can. It's always the simple man who is the hardest one to understand. It only hurts when I laugh. They laugh when I hurt, but you won't find my path printed on a t-shirt. So here's an advertisement calling all wise men. Open up your eyes, man, you're being sterilized. You was made in the image, but the job ain't finished. It don't matter what your sin is when your love is diminished. I don't need to progress. I don't need to achieve. I don't want my success to be some kind of normality, because I'm persuaded, not faded, can't be infiltrated, sedated, mutated by the sophisticated, because I know what I like, and I like what I know, and there's no good music on the radio. Imitation always fails. Imitation, imitation, imitation always fails. Imitation, Imitation. Imitation always fails. Imitation. 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 Imitation.
Are you getting it? Are you getting it, kids? Do you understand? Like, I'll take that any day over that Hillsong rubbish. Absolutely any day.
Well,
I hope that irritated somebody so much that they have to creep on you online, find out, like, go to the lyrics. Oh, I gotta, what did he say? Wait, what did he say? And they print the lyrics off, they read them, and they get rocked. That's what I hope happens.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Unbelievable.
I hope they rock the bank, too, when they
yeah.
download it. I usually get people say, because it says 99 cents per song or $5.99 or whatever it
is. Do the Christians call in and ask for a discount?
Well, I don't know if they're Christians, but, like, you know, it says, there's a little button that I activate that says, or more. And some people take the whole album for 99 cents, right? And most people don't, but.
Unbelievable. Can you hang out a little bit?
Yeah.
I think you'll like our next guest. You want to
hang
out?
Oh, yeah,
want to play?
Sure. Yeah, I want some
cake. Want to have some cake?
I want the cake.
Cake eater.
Some dumplings.
Thanks. I wanted to say congratulations for, you know, doing this, by the way. I'm not going to ask you, what are you going to do? How are you going to live? You're going to get old and boring and you're not going to have anything to do. You're going to buy a lawnmower and you're going to have 5 acres out the front. No. Hey, Drew, we're having a party. No, I can't come. God, do the lawn. Yeah. Have you seen the size of my lawn?
I know.
I don't do anything else.
No, I got to do the lawn.
That's what your plan
is? I did it 3 hours yesterday.
Oh, and that's your plan for retirement?
Yep.
Great, yeah. The Lord has worked that hard to bring you here, and what do? Massey Ferguson.
Yep. No, I'm just into grass.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, congratulations, thank you. Thank you for everything, except maybe the Mona Lisa.
Okay. You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for everything, except the Mona Lisa. You're the best. I want to give everyone a little sample of the other side of this man. This is... There's a song running in the background. Can you kill that, please, Timmy? Or is it just on thingy? Oh, well, that's a good song. That's too bad. I wish that one was was rolling the right way. Yay, this is the other side. This is the other side of Mr. Bennett. You're a sucker for a pretty face. This is called That's What You Get.
You're a sucker for a pretty face. You got the prize, you got the race. But the conversation has a little less pace. Like, I thought we was going
shopping tonight.
That's what you get. That's what you get. That's what you get.